There is currently a baby shower going on across the street. And so I figured I should probably talk more about kids and children's boutiques because I get a lot of people who want to start them. And that reminded me that we should talk about it. If it's your first time watching one of my videos, hi, I'm Emily Benson. I am a consultant and coach for boutique owners. Whether you open a women's store, a men's store, a kid's store, let's talk. It doesn't matter if it's online, brick and mortar, or mobile, I can help you. I love talking about boutiques. I had my own very successful women's boutique. And now, after writing two best-selling books, I have a business called Boutique Training Academy, where I have courses and education and, of course, free content like this to help boutique owners start, grow, and scale their business. Some of my businesses are doing millions of dollars a year. All right, why a kid's boutique? Why a children's boutique? Why a baby boutique? Like, first of all, these are kind of three different boutiques that tend to get lumped into one with children's or kids. And let's be serious, okay? There are many ages that kids need clothes, they need toys, they need accessories. And it's really important when you start your kids' boutique or children's boutique to focus. You cannot sell newborn to tween, all of the things in between, boys, girls, gender neutral, wherever you're headed with this, plus toys, blankets. It's a lot, you guys. You've got to focus, okay? Now, if you do some research, some of the best kids stores are really focused on either like toys and gear, or they're focused on clothing, okay? Some baby boutiques also have things like blankets and little knick-knacky things, but really the big thing that kids and babies need is clothes. They're always getting messy. They're always growing. And I think that opening a children's boutique is a no-brainer because you're always going to have customers. There's always babies being born. There's always aunts and grandmas and moms and dads and uncles who absolutely are dying to buy something for that child. And, you know, honestly, I think when you are able to sell cute kids' clothes, that you're going to attract that customer right away. One of the things I hear all the time from current or people who are starting children's boutiques is that the margin is really low. They feel like, I can't make a lot of money. A lot of these clothes or accessories or toys or gear, they're expensive at wholesale cost. You know, it's still, yeah, it's a little garment. Yeah, it's tiny, but it still has a lot of the detail and stitching. And sometimes it has to actually be made on special machines that are smaller than a typical women's or men's machine. And that tends to make it be a higher wholesale cost than you might expect, right? That's why so often we find children's and baby stores are just huge, right? The Bye Bye Babies, Carter's, Target has a big children's section, right? That's where we tend to find that kind of stuff. But being a new mom myself, I've got to tell you, it is still really hard to find super cute clothes for my little girl that I don't feel like are, you know, terrible quality or they're, you know, a one-time use only. Like, I want to buy nice clothes for her that she can wear because she is growing, but she'll wear the same garment 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in the course of being that size. And so I really want things to be durable. And I think that, you know, if you can pose this as a differentiator with your boutique is like, yes, maybe my stuff is a little bit more expensive than somewhere like Target or Carter's, but my stuff is really well, good quality. It's really well made. It's going to really hold up for your kids while they are that size. And it's going to be something that might even be able to be passed down to a younger sibling or a cousin or a neighbor or friend. That to me is the big part about kids' clothes that we really have to think about is that, yes, is the wholesale high? Can we only get sometimes a 2x markup? Yes, but there's going to be places where maybe you can make more. Maybe you can negotiate that wholesale cost lower, or you just say to your customer, these are good quality clothes, and maybe you decide to take, instead of a 2x markup, take a 2.5, take a 2.7, and say, like, these are great clothes, they're great quality, they're handpicked by me, and I'm shipping them to you with love, or, you know, I have them in the store. Don't be ashamed if you have to charge what you feel like is a lot of money for kids' clothes. You have to find the right customer for that item, but I guarantee you will find those people. I think that a lot of my friends are just getting sick of kids' clothes that just fall apart. We all want things that are well-made, that are unique, that, you know, not another kid at the grocery store is going to be wearing. So if you can be that person to provide that and you feel like you can find children's clothes that really work for you, then great. What I will tell you is it can be harder to find inventory. I do have a free where to buy inventory guide that you can sign up for just simply by going to this link. And in there, I do have a list of some children's vendors that I absolutely love, that I feel like are good quality, that have the possibility of having a good markup on. But from my perspective, children's inventory can be hard to find, but when you do find it, there is some really good stuff out there. So get that free guide. All you have to do is enter your email. We'll email it right to you. I also want to give you an alternate to opening a children's boutique. I find that consignment is something that has become really big. So consignment, or even just buying gently used or resell items, right? In the children's market, this is a huge like niche that no one really talks about. And I know my mom the other day sent me an event listing on Facebook and said, let's go to this huge consignment sale. There is a business where they literally twice a year just have a huge consignment sale. So they must have some warehouses or have a storage unit where they're collecting stuff for 6 months at a time. And then they have this huge blowout event. You actually have to buy tickets to it, which I thought was wild. They had different ticket prices for different times. For a kids boutique, is doing consignment or doing consignment sales. I actually kind of love it. And the way these people were doing it, I'll post some pictures as I'm talking. But the way they were doing it, it looks so clean and so nice and so neat. And I think that post-COVID, so many people with kids are just like, well, it needs to be nice and new and clean. And if you can provide that from a consignment setting, I think it's a great idea to do consignment. I think that it does take a little bit of extra work because you have to sort of call in inventory. But I'm pretty sure every time I go to my sister's house, she's like cleaning out clothes from her daughter's closet because she's just growing so fast. If you're enjoying this video and you haven't yet subscribed to my channel, I would love to ask you to go ahead and hit that red button. Subscribe, click the bell to get notifications for new boutique videos. And listen, if you want to start a children's boutique or you have one and you have questions, feel free to post them below. I want to know what you're struggling with. I actually also should tell you, I did teach a masterclass where we do have a replay for sale. It's all about how to really have a profitable children's boutique because it's difficult, but it's not impossible. And so in this masterclass, I teach you the exact steps to be more profitable if you have started or to start off on a profitable foot because children's can be tough. It's a different animal than the women's market. And I know sometimes as a children's boutique owner, you're always getting, you know, help from people who help women's boutiques like me. But I do really feel like I've worked with enough children's boutiques. I understand now that the kids market, being a mom. And I think it's important for me to support more children's boutiques because I think there's more room for them. You know, I think a lot of people are opening them and don't really know what they're doing. And so that's why I'm here. I want to give you as many tips and tricks and advice as possible. That masterclass goes way deeper into a lot of the stuff that we talked about today. I give you some charts and some equations and things to really look at to hone in on making sure your inventory is in a good situation, that you're turning through it quickly, that you're not overstocked, all of these things. Really, I want you to make money with your children's boutique because it's important. It's necessary. It's a definitely needed thing in the boutique landscape. But children's boutiques, I think, are a great place to start. And, you know, like I said, this masterclass is going to walk you through it. The link's right here. And if you want to know more about just buying inventory in general for your boutique, you can click on this next video and watch it next. It's going to go more in depth on inventory and understanding kind of the basics of inventory management, which is absolutely going to help you with your children's boutique. So thanks so much for watching. I'll see you next time. Here's to making lots of friends and making lots of money.